The James Bond film, No Time to Die, held its world premiere in London on Tuesday. Celebrities and members of the British royal family attended the city's biggest movie event since the start of the pandemic. No Time to Die, the 25th Bond movie, has been delayed 3 times since its original April 2020 premiere date. Because of the pandemic, movie theaters around the world closed or limited the number of people who could attend. Movie theaters are hoping the new Bond film brings audience numbers back to pre-pandemic levels. Star Daniel Craig came to the rainy premiere alongside co-stars Lashana Lynch and Lea Seydoux. The Universal Pictures and MGM film is Craig's 5th and final movie as the suave British secret agent. His first time playing Bond was in 2006's Casino Royale. "It's such a great relief," Craig told Reuters. "It was so important to me to come and celebrate with all the other cast and crew and to get it into the cinemas, and we're here." He added, "A year ago, I didn't think that was going to happen." No Time to Die sees Bond come out of retirement from a peaceful life in Jamaica to help catch a new villain, played by Oscar winner Rami Malek. It also introduces new character Nomi, a 00 agent, played by Lynch. The film cost an estimated $200 million to produce. No Time to Die is among the most anticipated movies coming out this autumn. "I know the world is expecting this film," said Seydoux. She is returning in the role of Madeleine Swann from the last Bond film, Spectre. "We tried to give the best. We gave everything to this film, and I hope people will love it," Seydoux said. The movie has so far seen strong reviews from critics. Kevin Marr of London's The Times gave the movie 5 stars. "It was better than good," he wrote. "It's magnificent." I'm Katie Weaver.